Hey, welcome to the 15th episode. Hey, welcome to episode number 15 of the Chickpea Pirate Podcast, the podcast for vegan athletes and entrepreneurs who want to change the world. I'm your host, Oliver, and thank you so much for making it for today's episode. I'm super stoked to be able to present to you Chef Krista, who is a vegan chef, a fur mom, and absolutely inspired to have her share a journey on how she started from scratch to creating a lifestyle that she deserves and she absolutely enjoys, either cooking for clients, meal prepping for them, or even coaching them online. And I think it's super amazing to have her share exactly how she went about it and how you could apply her strategy to create your own lifestyle that you deserve. I think 2018, more and more people are going to start coming out and just quitting the 9 to 5. I think it's already a real reality for most, and start doing what they love to do, doing it anywhere they want, anytime they want, and just spreading value during the process. It's never really about yourself, it's about how you can bring value to the marketplace. And when you find it, once you find that perfect market product fit, everything will come together. And I think Chef Krista has found it for herself. Super inspiring to have her on. I actually checked the definition of fur mom. I doubt this is the actual definition that she was talking about. I just want to put it out there because I thought it was funny. It was a person who believes that their dog barks, sparkles, and poops rainbows and can't do a thing wrong. Just thought I'd put it out there as a small parenthesis. And really, I just want to invite you, before we start, to go to my Instagram, Chickpea Powered, and go click on the link on the bio. There you'll find a way to opt in to get a chance to win free vegan apparel for vegan entrepreneurs and athletes before my online store goes live. It's a great chance for you to 100% risk-free get a chance to win free apparel, like I said. So without further ado, go enjoy this episode. Go take some notes, like everything you do, like everything you listen to or see. Make sure you take some notes and apply whatever you learn. It's super beneficial and you'll learn a lot more that way. Without further ado, enjoy this episode with Chef Krista. The first question I would really love to know about you, because obviously you're big on social media, but a lot of people know about you and you're known as Chef Krista. Is there something that no one knows about you that you'd like to share?
I used to be a terrible cook. So I guess that would be something that nobody would probably really expect from me. But like when I was in college, I couldn't even make a grilled cheese before I was vegan.
No way.
I was not good at cooking.
And so then
I've come a long way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Well, exactly. I never knew that. And I would never expect that from you. And what was exactly like the aha moment like that triggered you to start cooking and start this passion of yours?
Well, it's kind of funny. A friend of mine sent me the book called Skinny Bitch. I'm not sure if we're supposed to be swearing on the podcast.
No, it's absolutely free.
Okay. Have you heard of that book?
Absolutely not, no.
So I read that book by Rory Friedman and Kim Barnewin. And so I read the book, and not knowing it was completely about veganism, and I finished the book and I went vegan the next day.
What about the book made you go vegan?
I don't know. It's a lot of what they wrote. It was very simply written, and they're also really funny authors. So the way that they wrote the book just kind of clicked with me, and I was like, this makes so much sense. Because a lot of it I had already known and seen in documentaries and stuff like that. But for some reason, reading that book, that did it for me.
Huh. And was it mainly asked on the nutrition side of thing, the more ethics or sustainable aspect of better planet?
It touched on a little bit of everything, but it mostly talked about the health side of things. So I guess the first thing that made me go vegan, it was the health reasons.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything particularly that you've struggled with in terms of health? Like, personally, I struggle a lot with eczema and acne. And when I went vegan, it completely went away. So that was life-changing for myself.
No way. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm lucky that I don't really have any medical kind of stuff prior to going vegan. I would say that I was a healthy person before. So the one thing I can really say that I've noticed is that I just have more energy, I think, and I just feel better. And one thing that's like kind of strange is that I noticed, You know, the whites of my eyes are whiter. I don't know.
That's super
That's just,
cool, though.
yeah, that's just something I've noticed, and I just feel amazing.
And in terms of your vegan approach, do you go gluten free? Do you go whole foods? Do you go probably not raw because I guess it limits you in terms of cooking, but what is, say, your go-to guidelines to preparing a healthy meal?
So I'm not raw and I'm not strict on gluten and things like that. A lot of the meals that I do cook, they end up being gluten-free just because I don't really use I mean most of what I cook with is fresh fruits and veggies, beans, rice, quinoa, lentils. I don't really buy processed foods, you know, like the fake meats. I'll try that kind of stuff and have it every once in a while, but that's definitely not a staple in my diet. It's really just cooking vegetables in a different way and making, you know, cashew creams and different sauces.
No way. I want to try your, send me your cashew cream. Where can I find your cashew cream recipe?
Oh, my recipe. The recipe is definitely on my blog, which is www.vegatableri.com, because I'm in Rhode Island, so yeah.
Super cool. And now that you made this your passion, I'd like to ask you, how did you get started with Chef Krista? Did you say, in terms of getting clients, getting people involved with you in your community, did you start going door to door and asking, hey, do you want me to be your chef? Or how did it work out?
Gosh, I can't remember what really got me going, but I mean, I've been in a couple weeks, it will be my 3-year anniversary for being vegan.
Wow,
And
congrats.
thank you. And so I started my blog pretty much right as soon as I started going vegan. And it's just something that I've kind of kept up with. You know, it took me a very long time to get clients and to get to where I am today. But I just didn't give up. You know what I mean? I kept posting and I kept making sure I was putting new content out for people to see. And, you know, you just have to keep on being persistent. I didn't really necessarily go around and, you know, solicit my business, but if people ask me to do an event, I'll never say no to doing an event because it's such good exposure to meet new people and talk to them. And once they try my food, they're like, okay, I can go vegan, I think.
Wow, and so you said that it took a bit of time to get this launching for you, and you do you feel, because I feel a lot of the major part of entrepreneurship is really pushing and just never stopping, just getting one foot in front of the other, and at one point you'll realize you've made it so far. Is was there any a point that you've realized that you've told yourself or ever thought that, man, maybe I should give up?
I mean, there were definitely times, you know, I think maybe the beginning of last year when I wasn't really getting any clients and it was just kind of like, are people really interested in what I'm doing? But one of the things I love the most is when people that I don't even know, you know, message me on Instagram asking for advice, asking for questions, or commenting on something that I posted. I love showing people that the vegan lifestyle can be attainable to anyone, and it's fun, and it's healthy, and the food is great.
And is there something in particular in terms of food that you really enjoy? Like your go-to meal, say after a long day of work?
Not my go-to meal, but my guilty pleasure is definitely pasta. I could eat pasta like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, but then I
No
would probably weigh like 200 pounds, so that's not good.
way.
But I have so many pasta recipes on my blog just because I love it so much, and there's so many different ways you can cook it, so that's definitely my weakness, I would say.
And do you make your own?
I was just gonna say the on my list of things to cook is homemade pasta. I haven't done it yet.
You haven't done it yet. Wow. Okay. I've
But
seen a few people trying it. I've seen people do
yeah.
gluten-free vegan pizza and
Oh
pasta,
my.
and that's like, wow, how do you do that? But
It's
definitely if
definitely gonna be a challenge, so that's probably why I've put it off so long.
But I'm sure you're gonna nail it. You're gonna get it, and absolutely
I hope so.
make sure once you get it to share it with me and share it with the listeners. That would be super awesome.
Oh yeah. Recipe coming soon.
Cool. I'd like to ask you, just in terms of how you go about cooking, because I feel for a lot of people it takes a major part of the day, and that's why sometimes they postpone cooking themselves and actually go to healthy outlets. And there are definitely a lot of healthy options out there more and more. But just to entice people to start cooking a bit more at home, are there any tips you give, say maybe your clients or that you've experienced yourself that you can say helps you save time and energy cooking?
Yeah, it's another thing that's taken me. I would consider myself very, very good at meal prepping at this point because I've done it so many times. It's one of those things where practice makes perfect, but I always start with a grocery list. I go and I pick out the three dinners I want to eat for the week, what I want to eat for lunch and breakfast, and then make a grocery list according to that, to those recipes. And I don't know. I mean, I am cooking a lot, I'm not gonna lie, but I only cook dinner every other night. So when I do cook dinner, I make enough. I know I'm making enough for my husband and I for two nights of dinner, if that helps. And then,
Absolutely.
yeah, and then I generally, I'm not a huge breakfast person, but I know it's an important meal. So I usually only am drinking like a protein smoothie in the morning. And then I'm kind of boring and I eat the same thing for lunch all week. So that helps making, the just one recipe for your lunch for the week and you're good to go. But I
Okay.
mean, the thing about being vegan is you definitely need to be prepared. Like to have your fridge just stocked with cooked vegan food and ready to go. It's super helpful to stay on track.
Oh yeah, one question. I had a couple of questions, but one question is sometimes I go to people and I'm talking to different people, and I sometimes wear a vegan shirt. You'll see it. I made a design myself and it says vegan on top, like Supreme. And people
Oh,
ask me like,
cool.
"Oh, are you vegan?" And I say, "Yeah." And how about you? And they say, "Well, I've tried vegan," especially girls, and they're like, "I've tried vegan, but you know what? I just lost a lot of energy and I just don't think it's for me." Do you think that's the vegan diet is for everyone, or do you think it's just a way of going about it? And if so, how is a way you can ensure that you get enough energy, and especially iron, I believe, is a big issue.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I personally think that anybody can be vegan, but I'm not, I'm not a professional nutritionist. So, I'm sure there are certain people that probably wouldn't be the best for them, but one thing that I do to make sure I'm on top of everything health-wise is I get my blood taken once a year just so that my doctor can check the levels of things that vegans are usually well can be low on, like iron and B12 and things like that. So that's one way to kind of stay on top of things. But the other thing that I do is I eat a huge variety of fruits and vegetables. I basically, when I go to the grocery store, I'm basically, I feel like I'm buying everything in the produce section. So if you're mixing up your diet and making different dishes and you're always kind of keeping your body guessing, you're getting all different vitamins and minerals so that you really shouldn't be having an issue with energy or anything like that.
Okay, I like that answer. And actually, following up on that, which was the previous and the previous question, was because I've tried food picks personally. I've tried them. I've tried making them. If you go on my feed, there's a few of them there. But I just felt after a moment, I just didn't find the passion anymore. I didn't find the motivation anymore to either do food picks or really cook at home. And maybe it was time constraints as well. But maybe asking you, because you've definitely been doing it for so many years, what keeps you motivated on a day-to-day basis to either try new recipes or just find the initial spark that got you started?
I honestly just think it comes down to through going vegan, I learned what my passion really is, and that's cooking and showing people, you know, restaurants that I go to eat at and what I'm eating. And I just, you know, I mean, I live in the smallest state in the U.S. I don't have a huge platform, but I love that I'm reaching people, no matter how small, because if I can just like change someone else's like mindset and get them to even eat a more plant-based, not even necessarily go vegan, then that makes me so happy. Like right now, I'm helping one of my best friends and his girlfriend. They're doing a 30-day vegan challenge.
No way.
So I've been sending them weekly recipes and their grocery lists and stuff. And he just told me they're going to go beyond the 30 days. And I'm like, that just makes me so happy. Like, I have a huge smile on my face right now.
That's super cool. And do you actually coach clients, or is this like a first for you?
No, I do. I do. What's cool about, you know, technology and everything is that I don't really need to see people in person to help them out. I have this woman who found me on Twitter, and she lives in California and on the other coast where I am. And I'm going to start virtual meal planning with her. So I'll be doing the same thing with her. Every week I send her recipes and a grocery list and kind of coach her through email and texting. And
no way, that's so super cool. Where can people find your coaching service?
So I think the best way to kind of get a good feel about what I'm doing is on either Instagram or Facebook, and I'm just at Chef Krista on there, and then my website's linked through the social media. I tell people if they ever have questions or they need some advice, I honestly love helping people. So, I mean, if people just kind of shoot questions my way, I always answer them. So,
all right. So, guys and girls, go DM Krista right after this. You've made it this far.
Yep.
And go let her know your number one questions about vegan nutrition.
Yes.
She'll be
I'll
glad
do my
to
best.
Answer your questions. Yeah. 100%. 100%. So, in terms of yourself, in terms of Chef Krista, in terms of what you're doing, awesome, inspiring people to go vegan, what's coming up for you right now? How do you see it? What's the future for yourself? How do you see it?
Well, number one thing is I want to redo my website. Right now it's more of just a recipe kind of blog, and I definitely think it's time to upgrade that and kind of share more than just recipes, you know. I've done so much reading on the vegan diet and research that I feel like I have a lot more to share with people than just recipes. So definitely website. And often I get people telling me I should make a cookbook, so maybe that. And I was on one of the local news stations 2 weeks ago. And it was, and I cooked, and it was so much fun, and I left, and I told my husband, I told him that I need my own cooking show now. So,
well, that's super cool. If you can let me know, I'll share it 100% with the listeners. I think they'll find a lot of value.
I mean, maybe have to start with my own YouTube channel, but we'll see what happens.
100%, 100%. Actually, going back to Avant-Garde Vegan, you should definitely check him out. He has his own YouTube channel. And I think I wanted to try YouTube videos just because of him. His looks like really amazing. Oh. Is there like a purchase of under $100 in the last 6 months that you've done that was like the best investment you've made?
Okay, I've done a lot of shopping recently, so
great.
There should be something. I'm looking around my kitchen right now. It wasn't under $100, but But as I said earlier, I just got married last month and we got a lot of gift certificates. And through that, I was able to buy a new juicer.
Oh.
So that was definitely a game changer. You know what I've actually been investing in the last couple of weeks is reusable items. So I just ordered, do you know the company Simply Straws?
Simply Straws, I've heard of them. I think I've heard of
Yeah.
them.
So I ordered their glass straws and they come in different sizes and colors. So I ordered those. I ordered Stasher bags, which are plastic-free, reusable, basically sandwich bags and snack bags.
Huh. Cool.
And I ordered reusable produce bags as well. So I'm kind of on a kick here to reduce our,
The footprint, carbon
our
footprint.
footprint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and we just started a compost too, which I'm so
Ah,
excited
super
about.
cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
we actually have a compost here and it's super cool. My parents are not as fond of it, but definitely
Yeah.
I find it beneficial.
I just feel so much better about myself because basically all I would throw away before was parts of fruits and veggies that I wasn't eating. So, and now we're gonna have a great garden.
True, true, true. That's so
Yeah.
cool. And actually, yeah, cool thing that we were doing this at school and we were looking at our carbon footprint. And what surprised me most is we were looking at how many planets would it take if everyone lived like I did. And in class, some of my peers were like seven planets, eight planets, and I was like, whoa. And then I did my mine, and even though I'm a vegan, I live very limited. I don't eat that much. I rarely take the plane. I walk all everywhere. I still take up two planets, and I
Oh
was
my
like,
gosh.
that was still like a big whoa for me. So,
I feel like even when I have kids, I might even look into using reusable diapers because you throw away like millions of diapers a year.
well, anyways, Christoph, thank you so much for making it on this episode. I'm super grateful to have you on.
Yeah, that was so fun. I'm
Hey, listen, if you made it this far, I just want to thank you so much for being part of the community and really engaging with the content. I know sometimes it's not as great as it could be, and there's so many improvements I could be doing, but I just aim to slowly but surely make incremental steps towards better episodes. And I just want to thank you so much for being on board and really accepting it the way it is and really enjoying the content. So if you made it this far, thank you so much. Go DM Chef Krista and let her know how much you've enjoyed the episode. It really makes a difference for both of us. And go also on my Instagram, Chippy Powered. Go click on the link in the bio and there you'll be able to opt in, like I said in the intro, to get some free apparel, get a chance to win some free apparel once my store goes live. It's a chance for you guys to really support the podcast, and it makes a world of a difference for me to see that you guys actually enjoy it. So, thank you so much for making it this far. See you on the next episode.